Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you got satin shoes.
And here we are. Final day of Ben and Woods from the MLB Winter Meetings, downtown San Diego, Manchester, Grand Hyatt. And my voice is echoing a little bit more. Things are starting to wind down a little bit. Still have one big event left today. That's the Rule 5 draft that'll take place very close to here. I think in one of these neighboring ballrooms. We're very close, Woodsy, to the end of what has been, by all accounts, the busiest, most eventful winter meetings in a very long time in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, been a fun week. Was wondering if, you know, today was necessary that we be here. And I was told that it was. I asked the question, as I'm often will do. And I was told, yeah, no, you guys need to be there today just in case. Now,
I'm going to miss my my morning constitutional along Harbor Drive.
I'm not.
The mile and a quarter walk that it takes to get from where we park the Manchester Grand Hyatt.
At Petco.
Get the blood flowing early in the morning.
You just walk around the parking lot tomorrow.
That's
like
true.
Five
I could just
times.
Park a mile and a quarter away from our intercom studios every day.
I valeted today. I was
you
over
valeted?
It. Yeah, I'm over the tried the
Can I get a ride back to my car after the show?
Probably. I could probably get that done. I did the Lyft or the scooter day one, and that was a terrible idea. And I Ubered the last two mornings, and that was a terrible idea. And so today I said, you know what? I make decent bucks. I'm going to throw down the $40 for valet, and then maybe I can give you guys a ride to your car.
So, you know, I have the Fitbit on my wrist. I checked it. Since Monday morning, I have walked over 20 miles.
Yeah, it's a lot of hoofing it. A lot of hoofing it around here, man. And, you know, I was sick yesterday. Feel a little better today, so I'm trying to fight through that crud. But today I was driving in, I go, I don't have it today. But I was sitting down in the lobby this morning, and Jim Leland walked by, and he looked at me, and I go, hey. And he goes, is that coffee shop open? And I went, and I started stuttering because I was nervous and intimidated by Jim Leland.
Did he start dressing you down?
No, but okay. I was like, yeah, there he goes. And I pointed him in the right direction.
Was
and,
he smoking a heater?
No heaters.
Probably not allowed inside a California hotel. But
indoors.
If anyone's going to probably try to get away with it, do you think Jim Leland?
I would think so, but he looked great.
Really?
He looked great.
I would have guessed looking more dead at this point.
No.
Just based on the stress level
and the
cigarettes that you've seen. And I mean, you know, he seems like he might be 100 at this point. I'm sure he's not, but I'm impressed that Jim Leland's up early, looking good, looking for the coffee shop, and asking you, Woods, if it's open.
He was great, man. He probably had a plane to catch. I've seen a lot of guys checking out, wheeling their luggage through. So I expect today, you know, there's a good chance we may be talking to no one around here, because I think everybody is packed up and taken off.
Can you ask the custodian how his week was?
Yes, we can. I mean, well,
what's it like taking apart the winter meetings?
I can tell you exactly how the custodians, that glass that what looks like up there looks like scotch was sitting there since yesterday. It was here when I got in this yesterday morning, and it's here now. And in fact, I'll take a gander at it and see if I can discern.
Radio bit, Woods
drinking.
See what this is. It's 2 day old.
Two day old yellow.
That's
like yellow liquid.
That's a scotch. Ooh. It's like J&B or something.
Oh my god.
It's a Dewar. Smell it.
Oh yeah, yeah, that is right. Definitely proof. High proof.
No.
Don't.
What?
Don't do it. Really.
Oh my god.
End of the show. What? If you want.
No, oh my god.
I'm not even looking. You can tell me if you did or not.
Gonna make you guys sick, buddy.
Oh, just the thought of it. Well, we got a long day today. I mean, tonight is the Intercom holiday party, and I, you know, my new employer, first time I've ever been to the holiday party.
Yeah,
with my new coworkers.
Yes,
so I'm a little nervous about that.
mostly because you don't know any of them after 6 months. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's probably fair to say. But, you know, you stop picking up the glass of three-day-old scotch.
Mostly because you don't know any of them. And it's funny because I asked you, and just keeping that in mind, for real or fake today, I told Ben yesterday, I said, hey, if you don't mind, would you let me have the reins on real or fake? And Ben said, yeah, I'd love to. And I said, all right, so just keep that in mind, in the back of your mind for now, real or fake.
All right, I will keep that in the back of my mind.
The scotch spilled on my hands, guys.
Oh,
is it burning through the skin? What's going on here? Do we need to take Paul to the emergency room?
The thing about scotch is it's best.
I should probably go home.
If it's best, if it's aged.
That is true.
So that's been out and marinating for in a glass in the same spot for now at least 36 hours.
It is it is on the highest level of that little table there, so it is top shelf.
It's top shelf. Literally top shelf. So that's what they've – how do you walk by this thing every day and not look at that and go, oh, I need to grab those empties. Now, there's a beer up there. There's a couple of – I walked in this morning. The tables downstairs were full of drinks.
Are people having, like, a party here at night after we're gone? Is this
raging.
Gwen and Chris? Or?
No, they're raging every single night. And I think people just put their drinks down, you know, as they're walking. But I – you know, we haven't gotten into any shenanigans this week, and that's fine because we got to get up early and do a show. But – I am really itching to hear some stories about some of the things that went down over the week.
Obviously, plenty has gone down in terms of baseball business, including just when you think everything is dying down, another massive move last night as the biggest position player chip of the offseason gets swooped up by none other than the Los Angeles Angels, who sign Anthony Rendon to a 7-year, $245 million contract, matching basically the exact terms that Steven Strasburg got earlier from the Washington Nationals this week.
Crazy.
And that's 3 days, three Scott Boras clients, three nine-figure contracts, altogether $814 million worth of contracts negotiated by Scott Boras during these winter meetings. And he still had time to sit down for 20 minutes with Gwen and Chris yesterday.
Incredible. Incredible. Now, again, I know we always act like Scott Boras is the guy. I mean, with those guys, he is pulling the strings. But he gets the deal done, and it's off his plate. Honestly, like he's got a corral of people working for him to get this thing done. How fun is the
Chris? Someone else is writing the fine print.
Oh, they're doing all, yeah.
There's got to be a team of sub-lawyers and paralegals that are doing some of the grunt work.
How much fun is the Scott Boras Christmas party going to be this year? Like, what kind of bonuses are you going if I'm Scott Boras and I just close $900 million in new deals, I'm giving everyone in my company a ton of
money. Now, if I was Scott Boras, I would rent one of those like radio promotion cash hurricane machines and fill
everybody
it with hundreds and everyone gets to go in and stuff their pockets. That would be the most fun holiday party ever.
So just to let everybody in, tonight, again, is the Entercom Christmas party.
There will not be a cash machine.
No.
There should be, but there
won't be. I fear that there won't be. But here's the other thing is that it sucks.
We get like some chips to 7 Mile Casino, maybe?
No, it definitely sucks for us because, well, again, we do mornings and we're back at 5 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I don't, like, I look forward to it because I like to see everybody, but I can't have, you know, I can't drink, can't really have a good time. In the back of my mind, I'm always thinking, I got to get home. We're going to bring our little guy with us, so didn't want to get a sitter for an hour.
Yeah, the party, wow. Nothing like a toddler. At an adult holiday party.
Well, I cleared it with our boss. He said, no, please bring him. And all the girls, the sales assistants, were like, you better bring Bo. Nobody wants to see me or you or Paul. They want to see Bo, so I'll be bringing him tonight.
That's fair. So, well, we get a good final show today, even if it is a little bit quieter here. Obviously, we'll see what's happening. There will be some execs and probably managers, GMs coming for those Rule 5 draft picks later this morning, so who knows, we might be able to corral someone.
Expect the Orioles GM to be very present today. Expect the Pirates GM to be present, maybe the Marlins, the Rays.
If someone walks by from the Los Angeles Dodgers, wouldn't mind at least interrogating them on how they feel this week went, because if you picked one franchise that you could frame as the biggest losers of these winter meetings, at least from a kind of a Padres perspective, you might pick the Dodgers. They came in, seemed like with some big money targets, big game hunting, and are walking away, presumably, empty-handed from these winter meetings.
And I think, out of the three, I think they would have slotted Rendon at one, Cole at two, and Strasburg at three, as far as what they felt they were going to get. Now, they were really, really active on the Cole market late with the Yankees. And, in fact, I thought, I was like, I'm going to bed. I bet you it's the Dodgers and Southern California kid. Well, when you had Justin Turner saying, oh, no, I'll move over. I'll move to second base. Like, we'll do whatever we got to do to get Rendon. Then you kind of felt like, man, that's going to be the guy. That's going to be the guy that they are going to get. And as it turns out, if you believe everything that you read, they didn't even offer him being Rendon, because they thought he doesn't want to play in L.A. I guess Anaheim is okay. And I saw one Dodger fan go, well, how can you blame him? When you get a look at Anaheim in that city, it just sucks you in. It sucks you in, and you're good to go. And then how do we in L.A. compete with Anaheim? And sure enough, man, 0 for 3 for the Dodgers. And now if they want –
you know what they say, once you've seen Catella, you never go back.
You've seen it all, right. And I think now when you look at it, from the Dodgers' perspective, it's a small victory for us Padre fans, because you're like, all right, so if you want Frankie Lindor, you want Kluber, or these other people that are being rumored to be moved, bye-bye Gavin Lux, bye-bye Dustin May, bye-bye some of your, you know, top prospects.
I think it's fair to point out, because as a Padres fan, I do want to do the old, you know, tee-hee at the Dodgers.
But, I mean, yeah.
They came into the winter meetings as the best team in the National League. They're walking out of this hotel this morning as the best team in the National League. You can say the Washington Nationals won the World Series. I'll still probably take the Dodgers organization top to bottom, especially now that the Nationals lost Rendon at these meetings. They kept Strasburg. They lost Rendon. Nationals got worse. The Dodgers didn't get any worse. Overall net, that's a positive for the Dodgers at these meetings. They're in a better spot than they were when they got here.
You know, they are, but thanks, Mikey. Oh, boy, bringing by snacks every day. Thanks, little angel.
You must think we're hungover.
No, we're definitely not, but, you know, Benny, you say that, but I think they're worse. I think the Dodgers are worse off. Ryu's gone. I mean, they still have needs, which is what they wanted to do, is go out and address those needs, and so far it's been swing and a miss. Now, they did add Blake Treinen to their bullpen yesterday, but, I mean, who knows what he's got left. I would have liked him here. He had a down year last year, really good year the year before. Blake Treinen will be in the Dodgers bullpen, but we saw how that worked last year with Joe Kelly, you know, bringing him over from the Red Sox for high money. And this one, I think, is more of a low-risk deal for them, but $10 million for them dropping the bucket.
Speaking of here, we will get into some more of the Padres rumors that popped up yesterday swirling. It sounds like A.J. Preller has been on the phone with just about everybody, might have even been close to a deal or two, but wasn't able to consummate anything. Doesn't mean that he didn't set the stage for something that could happen tomorrow or next week or somewhere down the line. There's still a lot of offseason to go, but it clearly is not going to be like last year, where we're waiting until February for the big signings.
Yeah.
Most of the big signings now have taken place. There's still going to be a scramble to pick up what's left, but this offseason is going to move a lot faster than the last couple have. You're going to go to spring training knowing what most rosters look like this year, as opposed to the last couple of years when he had some big chips that were still in play when teams reported to spring training.
Well, and with Rendon going to the Angels last night, you know, expect a lot of expect a frenzy of moves the next couple of days, I would say, because now it's desperation, honestly. And I know there's still a lot of time. It's desperation time for some of these teams that were, you know, looking to get one of these guys.
Coming up at 6:30, if you missed it yesterday, we had a really fun conversation with a radio legend, now with Sirius XM. Chris Mad Dog Russo stopped by the table.
I thought you were talking about me.
No, we're not. Oh. We're going to bring some of that
you
back
that
for
day.
You. We're going to get to Hammer Time. Up next is our assistant producer, Hammer, joins us from back at our Entercom studios. We're live at the baseball winter meetings. Day 4, it's wrapping up today with Ben and Woods. Let's get our first check of traffic here this morning on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Sue Vincent.
You're listening to coverage of the 2019 MLB Winter Meetings. Presented by your San Diego Honda dealers. On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Woods was just asking me during the break, how did Team USA do on the first day of the President's Cup?
That literally never happened.
Well, because you asked, Woods, they're down 4-1.
Oh, good.
To the international team. That 1 point.
Thanks for asking, Woods.
I didn't ask.
Captain Tiger Woods.
Really?
Actually won. He put himself in the lineup. He and Justin Thomas won their match. We lost all the other four matches. So
cool, man.
Tiger's putting himself back in the lineup today.
Is that how it works? And now, are there guys sitting on the bench? Or
yeah, they sit a couple of guys on the bench each day. Tiger gets to choose who plays, who doesn't play.
So he got himself in there. So he clearly did not pick well yesterday.
Well, I guess not. I mean, he picked well on himself because he's the only guy in America who played well in that tournament.
Well, here we go. Here we go again.
But I wasn't going to bring it up.
Massive embarrassment.
There's time.
There's time left to catch up.
There's many days. There's still the singles matches coming up. Don't worry so much, Woods.
You know me.
You're worrying too much about
when will this be over?
The President's Cup.
Sunday?
I don't know. With the time difference, probably
Monday,
middle of the night on Friday or so. I have no idea.
All right.
All right. Let's, you know what? Let's just head straight back to our Intercom studios and check in with our assistant producer, see what's on his mind today. It is Hammer Time.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Hammer Time.
Good morning, Hammer. How are you, buddy?
Missing you guys every single day.
Miss you, too. I did get to see Hammer for a brief second yesterday. He was working the phones. I had to go back to the studio and do a video.
Is Hammer coming to the holiday party tonight?
Yeah, are you coming tonight?
I'm not asking
for
myself.
I'm not
coming
tonight.
I'm asking for Shelly.
And I'll ask for Hannah.
It's Thursday. It's your day off.
Paul will ask for Megan.
No, I got to work Nordstrom's tonight because of the holidays. So
holiday rush.
Now, why were you tweeting at 11:45 last night? Are you hungover this morning or were you at working?
As I just said, I got Nordstrom's for the holidays. I'm working the night shifts for the time being.
You're so crushing
now. When did they do the Nordstrom holiday party?
They did this holiday party last night thing. So they brought all these caterers and stuff. So it was like the workers that worked there and the shoppers. But I had to work the holiday party because, you know, that's just kind of my job at Nordstrom's. I got to do all the grunt work.
He's not real high up there. I'm starting to realize.
I'm as low as it is. I like chill with the custodians, and we have a grand old time.
Chilling, man. And for some reason, something tells me that's the way you like it. So that's perfect.
It's the best, man.
All right, my man. What do you got today?
Yo, so I feel like most of us are gamblers, whether it's sports betting or I like to play a little bit of blackjack myself. But
California blackjack.
Seven minutes away from Petco Park?
That's exactly right.
Lucky guess. Anyway.
Trained him well.
So, for me, when I played blackjack, especially when I first got started, I used to get very, maybe anxious or scared is the right word.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a threatening experience with, like, all those people there. And some of these guys have been playing blackjack their entire life.
Yes.
So, how do you, like, start playing blackjack with a bunch of pros? For me, I kind of manned up. I was like, yo, guys, what does the book say? Do I hit here or do I not hit here?
Yeah, you can do that.
Is it cool?
Yeah, you can even ask the dealer.
You can ask the dealer.
They'll tell you what the book tells you to do.
I've been in Vegas, Hammer, and they had there was a lady sitting next to me that had one of those little pocket cards, and she was pulling out the card looking because it's just – it's odds, and it's, you know, it's not guaranteed, obviously, but – if you play the percentages, the chances are in blackjack you're going to do okay.
Always split the eights.
Always split aces.
It can be a kind of a nerve-wracking experience, especially if you're going and there's someone at the table who's playing like two or three spots, so you know.
If you're at third base, which is the last seat, you want to die because you pretty much control everybody's
fate. I remember
the
first time I sat down to a blackjack table in Las Vegas. Just turned 21, and you know, I had like $100 with me for
the
whole trip. And I started on, I was playing like a $5
table.
That's what they had. And I started going on a run, and I was up like, you know, 150, 200. And I started up in my bed, and I just got so nervous. And I thought, okay, one more, going to play one more. And I've got like, I've already made like $200. Let's make a big bet. $100 out there. And of course, it comes out 7-4. So I have to
double down.
So I have $200. Yeah. Like double what I even brought with me sitting on the table right there. Oh, man, was I so happy when a king came out.
Oh, yeah.
I hit it.
What's your biggest bet you ever had on one hand of blackjack?
Nice question.
I've never gone above that. That's $100.
That's the most
I've ever been on one hand of blackjack.
God. Oh.
And that's only if I'm already way up. I can't do more than that.
The biggest bet I ever put on a table is $1,000.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
On one hand?
One hand.
Oh, my God.
My dog, man. What a move.
Lost it.
What did you do after that?
Cocaine. Mostly.
You're the man.
Mostly. It was a rough one, boys. It was a rough one. But, listen, yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't great. I mean, it's the hammer. Once you get the hang of it, though, the problem is getting the hang of it. That's the problem. You don't ever want it. You always want to feel uncomfortable. You don't ever want to get the hang of being a blackjack player.
Well, there's so much pressure.
There's so much pressure.
Because you're playing with the guys next to you,
yep.
Kind of.
Yes, you are, man. I'll never forget in Vegas, my buddy Rob, almost, he wanted to kill this woman at the end of the table who was like the hit on 17 and stuff. And he's like, she was playing third base.
Oh my God.
And she's taking face cards. And the dealer's like, oh, cool, 19. And
he goes,
get up and walk the F away. I was like,
you do realize that just as much impact you positively
yes,
as negatively.
Absolutely.
They can take all the bad cards and save you the good ones, the ones you needed for the dealer or yourself. It doesn't really matter.
That's what makes it so tough, because it's not like poker where if you're a bad poker player, it's just all on you. Like,
yeah.
You're taking all the losses.
Well, and I understand, too, Baccarat is a game we all need to learn, because that is like you against the house. And that's – it's no, it's – you're betting on what the dealer has.
You can bet on yourself
or the dealer.
Bank.
Right.
Yes.
And
you
so
the bank.
That sounds like the one that would be the most fun. But, Hammer, I feel you, dude. But here, don't – the takeaway is don't ever get too comfortable playing blackjack, because then it may be a problem.
And always be not afraid to ask a good question.
Never be afraid to ask. They're there to help, allegedly.
Ah, thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
Stop. Hammer time.
Now I want to go play some blackjack.
I know, me too.
Might have to head down to 7 Mile after the show.
About eight minutes from here, seven minutes from
seven
Petco.
Plus the one that it took to get down from Petco.
Exactly right.
To here. If we had a car, I walked. It takes about 17 minutes
yes.
when you walk. So I have no idea what the walk to 7 Mile is, but I'm not going to be doing that today.
No.
All right, when we come back, we had a fun conversation with a ball of energy named Chris Mad Dog Russo. Used to be host of Mike and the Mad Dog, now has his own Sirius XM channel, his own empire. He also hosts a show on MLB Network. And he basically turned the tables on us yesterday, Woods,
that
on
was
our
this,
show.
This was a lot of fun. And if you missed this, man, Mad Dog was one of my favorite guests we've ever had. He was great. Yeah, flipped the tables, started interviewing us, which is, I mean, that's a legend, interviewing us. Ben made me feel pretty good.
97.3 The Fan's coverage of the MLB Winter Meetings presented by your San Diego Honda dealers. Take advantage of end-of-the-year offers on your favorite Honda model. Your San Diego Honda dealers ready to wrap up a deal you'll love at their Happy Honda Day sales event. Visit sdhondadealers.com. Back with a little Mad Dog next. Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Live from the Manchester Grand Hyatt, this is coverage of the 2019 MLB Winter Meetings, presented by your San Diego Honda dealers on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Got a little bit of real or fake coming up here. Woodsy's planning on turning the tables on me for once. Gave me the day. I said, take the day off.
Yeah, you
guys. Putting together real or fake. So you're going to go up against me for a chance to win some tickets to the Seals home opener on Saturday.
You guys are going to love this. He embarrasses me. He tries to embarrass me almost every day on Real or Fake. And today, the tables have turned.
That is coming up right now. Let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan here with Suda Vincent.
This report is brought to you by Land Rover. In the Sorrento Valley split, we've got some construction material to watch for. It's dropped in the number 3 lane, northbound 805 south of the 5. Meantime, northbound 805 and 5, both still bumper to bumper coming out of the South Bay. Traffic break in the East County. It's for a stall north 125 just south of Lemon Avenue and West 52. Stop and go ride leaving Santee from Cuyamaca past the 125 up and over the summit. No matter where the holidays take you, you'll find the Land Rover vehicle for the journey. Visit your San Diego County Land Rover retailer for special offers at the Season of Adventure sales event. It's now through January 2nd. Land Rover, above and beyond. Suda Vincent with Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Honestly, Woodsy, I think I might be able to do a show with Mad Dog after we got to meet him yesterday, Chris Mad Dog Russo, because he made me feel uncomfortable the way you make me feel uncomfortable.
Scream. Imagine if I scream. Imagine that. Like, he's great, but, like, you couldn't do it.
The volume is high. The energy is high. And
he does have he has really good energy, but it's the screaming for me that I'm like, holy smokes. Is that a bit, or is that how he is?
It sounds like how he is.
I think that's how he is.
I mean, that's how he was off the air, too. If you missed it, here's a little bit of Ben and Woods yesterday with a radio legend, Chris Mad Dog Russo. Mad Dog, it's great to have you on, spending a few minutes with us. Thank you.
And glad to do it as we, you know, break down lousy Charger football in 2019. Oh, my gosh, David. How many close games can you lose? Which I'm sure makes the people in San Diego pretty happy, right?
Not enough.
A lot of us are happy. My dad's still a fan, still heartbroken.
Does anybody travel to go see him play?
Very few. Still, some people
there's
do.
A few drive up
will
there.
Anybody go to the new stadium in L.A. to see him?
Yeah, I think that one will be a little bit better for a while.
Because it's a better stadium. It's a new stadium.
You're interested in seeing the stadium.
They have a plus 38 point differential and a 5-8 record.
Yeah, very weird.
It's very unlucky. They're an unlucky team. Sometimes they make their own poor luck.
Karma.
They got bad karma. And Spanos is the guy who takes all the hits. Is that correct?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Modell when he left Cleveland.
That's exactly right.
On that same level, huh?
That's exactly right.
Oh, absolutely. They were burning pictures.
They were. I don't blame the mayor's office.
They get a little bit.
Some people get, it's not like we have the most functional city government around here either. Yeah. But everyone takes a little blame, but most people throw it up at the team. You know, it's the...
He wanted more than he could chew. He should have bought the stadium. He should have built the stadium where the old one was, and he wanted it in downtown.
Yes, you got it. Even he gets it.
Petco. I'm sorry, you got burned. Petco got built first. You got to have to live with it downtown. He made a horrendous mistake, and I do LA radio all the time, and nobody gives a crap about the Chargers.
Not a bit
in LA. Take it from that standpoint.
He needed a Larry Lucchino, and he never had one. The visionary. The reason you're here. The reason the Padres are still here. That gorgeous ballpark. We've got
100%
visionary Larry Lucchino.
Good boy. You know, you guys are sharp. That's 100% right.
We are joined by Chris Mad Dog Russo this morning, and obviously you've been doing this a long, long, long time. You asked us before you came on the air. How long have you guys been doing this together? 2 years.
Wow.
I mean, you have been doing this for so long. Still love it as much as you do.
Yeah, I do. I do. I've been doing it since 1983, and I got to FAN in 1988. And then I was with Mike in the summer of 89. So that means I started in Labor Day of 89, and I was with him since 2008. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
And think of it this way. I've been at Sirius for 11 years.
Yep.
So I was with Mike for 19 and Sirius for 11. You don't really think about it equally, but it's almost an equal situation. But I enjoy Sirius because, you got a lot of flexibility.
Yes.
Nobody tells you what to do. You can do anything you want. As long as you supply them good content, they really leave you alone. I can't recall the last time I had a conversation with them about the show that you're doing.
Yeah.
And Stern's the same way.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean,
I hear you on there all the time.
I love, he has Sour Shoes on there, and ever since he's had Sour Shoes on there, who's the impersonator?
He kills
it. It's almost like that he feels he doesn't have to talk to Christopher Russo anymore because he got Sour Shoes on there. But Stern was hot last week. He had Hillary Clinton on for 65 minutes.
Crazy.
Which I didn't hear, but I heard her. She was very good. But anyway, I needed a change there, 10 years ago. It was almost like the back nine of my career. I needed to do a little something different. It was good for Mike, good for me. So, as it turns out, Sirius was a good play for me.
So, the big news last night, obviously, coming out of this building, $324 million, 9 years for Gerrit Cole to the New York Yankees. Almost feels like the world back in balance. The Yankees being the Yankees,
yep,
outspending the competition, and I don't know. A lot of people saying now the favorites to win the 2020 World Series. What's your take?
They overpaid. It probably should have, 2 years and another 50, 60 million. They totally overpaid, but the Yankees had to do it. Had to do it. They have obviously haven't won in 11 years. Hal Steinbrenner wanted him in a worse way. He sent Cashman and his whole crew out to Southern California last week. Right there, that was a sign. When the Yankees want you, they usually get you. They were not going to be outbid by Artie Moreno or any other team. Houston trying to get back in the mix was never going to occur. So the Yankees had to have him. I mean, obviously, they tried to win with their bullpen. That has not worked out. Their bullpen did not pitch well against Houston. They gave up a lot of home runs, including Chapman in the game winner with Altuve. So it was a move that they had to make. And you have to figure he's going to be, they've always loved him. Remember, they drafted him out of high school and he went to UCLA.
Yep.
So they've always loved him. And, he will be a big factor. I think he's a good kid. I don't think he's going to have any problem pitching in New York. You worry about the injuries a little bit. 9 years. He's 29 years of age. A lot of people think the Yankees would try to peddle Stanton on the Padres. Now
that was something we...
To compensate for the money.
We kicked around that on... Now, Harold Reynolds was the one that kind of spit it out at first, and it was a graphic that popped up with Giancarlo Stanton playing right field for the Padres. In your estimation, how much would the Padres need to eat per year to get a guy like Giancarlo Stanton?
I have to figure $12 million a year minimum. $15 million a year, and he's got about 7 or 8 years left in his contract. So the Padres have to pay about $100
million.
Yeah. I know Stanton's a
good
guy.
Would the Yankees do it?
I think they might. You know, the Yankees have to worry about down the road. They're going to have to pay Torres.
And Judge.
And they're going to have to pay Judge. I think Sanchez is very 50-50 right now what they're going to do with him. But I think the Yankees might do it. I think
Severino?
Well, they already got him signed.
Oh, they got him. For how many?
Easy. They gave him basically $40 million for 4 years.
Perfect.
So they got a good deal with him, and they're going to lose Tanaka and Paxton after next year. The Yankees would never admit it, but that was a horrendous scenario with Stanton. He's always hurt. And obviously, he does not hit elite pitching. So, good guy. And on a bad team, he hit 35 home runs. And the Padres need somebody who's in the presence of that law. But I don't know if the Padres would want to give him $100 million.
A year ago, $100 million for Stanton would have been considered a bargain. That's how these things change. About a year ago, people were wondering, the Mets, did they give way too much to Jacob DeGrom? What was it, 135?
It turned out to be a great move.
It's amazing. Oh,
it's a genius move. Now, you look at the price of Steven Strasburg, Gerrit Cole. The Mets are probably sitting there going, wow,
thank
we're sitting
God.
Pretty with a two-time Cy Young Award winner locked in for the next few years at a price that looks like a steal
and
at
look
this point.
And I tell you, I said what you want about Boris, boy. He gets his players' money.
He gets it done. He gets the job done.
I mean, he got $245 million for Strasburg, and the Nationals had no choice. He won the World Series MVP. They haven't won in 100 years. They had to sign him. Had to. I don't care what the price was. You can't lose your second-best best pitcher over a few dollars in a big market team. So they had to do it, and then he gets us, and he had the right team. When you get the Yankees or the Red Sox and you get them in the mix where they want somebody, it is a godsend for the player involved.
There's
is that
no doubt
why
about
last
it.
Year was so quiet? We're debating why this year is so active. Last year was so quiet. Last year the Yankees and the Red Sox and even the Dodgers weren't really big players.
Right.
This year they're in it. It's making fireworks.
Makes a big difference.
Go
it does.
Off here
make,
at the winter meetings.
Make big difference. It helps with those. And if baseball needed it. You know, there's nothing much going on in sports. The college football season theoretically is over. Nobody cared about the Monday night game. Nobody cares about Jets-Ravens on Thursday night. They have a little window here for two or three things. They get off the Astro thing with the sign stealing, and they had the two big signings. So good week for baseball.
It has been crazy. We're talking to Chris Mad Dog Russo. I'm sure you know that just hearing the voice, legendary sports talk radio host out of New York. What is your passion? What is, like, because there's things that Ben will come in like, hey, I want to do this story, and I'm like, fine.
Now, when you work with a team, you got to sometimes bend so the other guy gets his deal. He can do it.
Exactly.
And he gets his deal. He makes me do things that I'm very
uncomfortable
with on the
you
radio.
You guys talk to each other, text during the course of the day?
Absolutely.
You have to do that.
All the time. Yeah, we're always trying to stay, you know, on top of the next day show. But for you, what is your favorite thing to talk about? What's your favorite sport? What's your passion?
I mean, I have to say probably the best month is October.
Yes,
because you obviously have a convergence of the three sports. You know, you have to probably say NFL football.
Yeah.
I mean, because NFL football, it moves the needle. There's games 3 days a week.
Let me ask you this.
You know, and this time of the year, football is good.
And especially, like, in New York, the Jets and Giants have been bad
for so
long. Isn't it better? Isn't it
Thank
better?
God.
Isn't it better?
If I was on FAN right now in New York, again, I don't care about the Giant games.
Right.
I don't care about Pat Shermer. I don't care about, you know, the Adam Gase Jets.
Right.
So I'm more wrapped up right now in the NFL seeds. I'm more wrapped up on now with the Patriots not playing well. You know, that's what I'm wrapped up upon right now.
Yeah.
And officiating. So from that standpoint, if you're a national sports talk show host, this time of the year, 11 great games left in the National Football League, mid-December. And then you're going to have the two college games.
Yep.
Ohio State, you know, and on serious, college football is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the small towns, you know, they don't have great radio necessarily. They have serious. So the college football, you know, they want to talk about Oklahoma. They want to talk about Alabama. You'd be surprised how big it is in the small towns for serious.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Mad Dog, we'd obviously be lucky to have a fraction of the time together that you had with Mike on your show. But eventually, all good things do have to come to an end. So I want to prepare, especially my co-host. He's very emotional.
2 years. It's good. How did you guys know each other before you went?
We did not. No. And
who put you together?
A guy at our old station. Just instant chemistry, though.
He said, you know, I like the combination.
Yeah.
And let's put you on.
We met at a bar, and about a week later, we were doing a show together.
It's the odd couple scenario.
Wow. Now, how old are you both? You
same age, 44.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very
married
diverse.
Kids, the whole bit?
Yeah, married
both
kids.
Married,
yeah.
Both have
great
kids.
Great place. Does the families hang out?
Absolutely.
Wives know each other?
Yes.
kids about the same age?
No, my kids are older. I have the young got a little one. I got teenagers.
Wow, good. Jeez. And you're living in a great city.
The best.
You can you lead with Padres?
Yeah.
Every day?
Oh, absolutely. We're the
you
flagship.
Can.
Yeah.
You can lead with the Padres.
People are passionate about this team here.
They are passionate.
They're hungry. Yeah. Hungry for a winner.
So
they down on Machado?
No.
Not yet.
Some are, but most people know.
They okay with the Andy Green firing?
Yes.
How about the new guy who nobody's ever heard of?
They're warming to that.
We're not sure yet.
They're warming to that. Now, you can't make a judgment on him yet. He's got no resume.
They like Preller or not?
There's a giant contingency, yes, and a smaller contingency, no.
Okay. Rockstar GM. NHA we trust. There's T-shirts, but he's got to win at some point.
You
can't just lose every single season.
Right.
All right, so when the breakup does come, how do we handle it?
Made a mistake with a couple of things. Communicate.
I'm going to Sirius. I mean, I need to curse.
You're not taking me with you?
No, I need to curse.
Don't let that break us up?
He doesn't curse. He doesn't even curse in his private life.
Good for you.
What do you mean good for you? How do you get your point across?
First thing you do is you communicate. You make sure you tell the other person, by the way, I have this opportunity somewhere else. What do you think? If something along those lines.
Right.
So you got to do that. That's number one.
But
you've only been here for 2 years. I don't know why you'd ever want to leave.
We don't.
I tell you something else. Don't know what each other's making.
We make the same.
You do that? You guys know that?
We share an agent at the moment.
Yeah.
So we know.
Oh,
we
really?
Know that.
Isn't that smart?
This is fascinating.
Isn't that smart? That's
smart. You know
smart.
What? In a lot of ways, it's good because it's going to keep you together longer.
That's exactly right.
And, we're very
balanced.
We have the same agent.
Very balanced dynamic. I mean,
do you make, is it 50-50 right down the middle?
I actually have more endorsements than he does now. I have a couple of more endorsements, and I think it's starting to get to him. But I told him, take him. You know why I do this? Because it's fun. You know why else I do it?
I could not.
I'm done for the day in an hour and 45
Here's
minutes.
Here's the thing. I could not do this without him, and I don't think he could do it without me. We have a very equal scales.
You have guaranteed contracts?
There's no guaranteed contracts in radio. They're all basically.
This is our boss, right?
This is our boss.
Yeah. So.
Guarantee their contracts are flat out. Let's go. Let's go.
We're working.
Well, you got the two guys together, and you got the same agent.
Same agent.
Mike and I, never same agent.
Yeah, that which would make me nuts.
When I first, and Mike was older than I am, and he had the Musburger, and he worked for CBS.
Yep.
So he had much more of an experienced negotiating team. This is back in 1988.
Crazy.
This is 30-something years ago. And I had a young agent, and so I probably got myself into a less favorable contract. I remember one time my old agent, Robert Schaff, bless his soul, my old agent went into probably 3 or 4 years into Mike and the Mad Dog, 92, 93, went into Carmazon. Went in there, and he came out and he said, you know what they did to me, Chris? I said, what's that, Robert? And he said, they put a blindfold on me and gave me a cigarette. And so he left, and I joined up with Sandy Montag of IMG.
Amazing.
So, but the same agent is fascinating.
I think it's smart.
Now, here's the thing. That agent's got to play it straight down the middle.
Yeah.
He can't negotiate something for you. He can't negotiate something that he doesn't know about.
We rarely hear from him, so it's fine. Yeah, we never really
hear from him, so we're good.
He
doesn't care about us.
I'm fascinated by that. That is a tremendous job.
We're fascinated by you. Mad Dog, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, man.
Awesome. Keep it up.
That was a very fun and memorable conversation. Probably the one I'll remember most, actually, from these winter meetings these past few days.
There's no doubt about it. Because I think I'm an egomaniac, I really like to be interviewed instead of doing the interview.
Yes, you do.
I
see that.
I would much rather like that.
True enough. By the way.
More about me.
Let me throw out the phone numbers because we're going to play some real or fake coming up here. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. You better be dialing right now. If you want to get in and go head-to-head, chance to win a prize. Quick reminder, Mad Dog and all of our guests here at the MLB Winter Meetings presented by Wing Lee Buddha-Style Chicken, founded Sin Lee Foods. It's a lifestyle, not a fad. We will get into some of the Padres rumors that emerged yesterday, including one with Pittsburgh Pirates trade talks coming up here at the top of the hour. So stay tuned for that. Right now, though, let's get to our game. Let's play a little Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, so Woods has said I am still serving my role as host,
MC, yes,
for the game. But we're going to turn the tables a little bit. I will tell you that we got a 4-pack of tickets to the Seals home opener this Saturday. You can hear Woodsy on the mic and see if they can get a win after they dropped their road opener in Buffalo last week. Real or Fake, brought to you by your San Diego Honda dealers. The Happy Honda Day sales event is on now. Visit sdhondadealers.com. So Woods decided, take a day off, man. You've been working really hard.
Yep.
I'm going to come up with Real or Fake today, and you can be the contestant to go up against one of our listeners. So, Jordan, who do we have on the line back there? Paul in San Diego, not the one who's sitting right here.
Not Paul Lee. Paul.
But we got, I'll keep score if you want even here, Woods.
I got score.
Oh, you got score. Okay, yeah. So now I turn things over to you for the category.
Yep.
And today's rules.
Well, and so in honor of the Entercom Christmas party tonight, we kind of talked about it last week that you don't know a lot of the people in the building. You know, you have two jobs.
Well, you've worked with most of them before.
Some of them, yeah, sure.
In the building. And you're also just a more outgoing guy.
Correct.
Who talks to other people in the building, whereas I'm a bit more of an introvert.
That is absolutely true. So I thought it would be fun, seeing that the Christmas party is tonight, let's play Entercom employee or country artist.
All right, two things I know little about.
Very much so.
Now, the listener, Paul out there, doesn't really have an advantage on Entercom employee, but maybe he knows country music. So.
Exactly what I
we'll
was thinking.
See. All right, good All luck right. out there, Paul. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right. Woodsy, I guess I get to go first.
You do. Ben, let's go with Lauren Jenkins.
Lauren Jenkins, country artist.
Ding.
Thank you.
Correct. There we go. Way to go, Jordan. All right, coming up now. And, Paul, here we go. You ready for
Paul,
this one?
Paul, round one.
Adam Hambrick, Entercom employee or country artist?
What was that again? Adam who?
Adam Hambrick.
Intercom.
Really? No, he's country artist. I would have totally gone with Entercom employee there.
All right, we ready for this?
Yep.
Jeremy Everly,
country artist.
Now he's one of your coworkers,
all
man.
Right. Yeah. Jeremy. I don't know a Jeremy.
You're handsome guy.
Sorry, Jeremy.
Paul, you can get on the board here. Bryce Rosen.
Intercom.
Intercom employee, really? Yes. What? Sounds country, though, doesn't
he
it?
He does, and I don't know who that is either.
All right, Benny. Tiana Turner.
Ooh, Tiana Turner. Tina Turner.
Not Tina Turner.
Tiana Turner.
Intercom employee.
I'm going to go with Intercom employee.
Yes. Yeah, you'd be correct. All right, here we go. Paul, Kale Dodds.
Paul, you still there?
Intercom.
Yeah, Kale Dodds is a country artist. 2-1, Ben.
All right,
got
round
the
four.
Lead
Let's
right
keep
now.
It moving here, Woodsy.
Sam Hunt
has got to be a country artist.
Sam Hunt is a country artist. He's beyond awful.
Darn.
One of the worst things you've ever heard in your life. Paul, here we go. Jen Edson.
Intercom.
Yeah, absolutely. 3-2.
Round five.
Here we go. Round five. All right, Benny. Skylar Woodall.
Country artist.
Nope. Skylar Woodall works.
Oh, wait, I got an email from her the other day.
Yeah, you did. I'm not real surprised. All right, Paul. Let's go with Shawn Michaels.
For the win.
Country.
Well, I guess Ben knew his.
No, neither.
Neither
you
of us.
You know what? Paul, because you even played and you had no chance.
You had no chance.
You knew none of it. Let's just give him the Seals tickets anyway. Paul, thank you for playing our game.
All right.
Real or Fake with Ben and Woods.
I'll see you Saturday, buddy.
And Woods, thanks for taking over today. That was Real or Fake.
That's uncomfortable.
That was Real or Fake with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Can I just say,
I should have gotten Skylar. She sent the holiday party invitation.
She sure did. She sure did, Ben. She's the blonde. She's a big Alabama. She's an Alabama alum. Big Alabama fan. Gwen and Chris actually have her on to talk Alabama football as well. So maybe if you listen to the station as well, that would help.
I think I listen more than you do. We got rumors, rumors, and more rumors. The only thing we haven't had at these winter meetings, we had tons of free agent signings, lots of news, no giant blockbuster trades.
Yeah, that's been the thing that's been
missing. Not too late. We still could have one here in the next couple hours. We'll find out. We'll talk about the Padres rumors with the Pirates. That's coming up next. Our second hour of Ben and Woods from the winter meetings next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.